Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Revelation 21, 1 through 7 gives us a picture of the church and a forecast of heaven. Most of us have that great desire to enter heaven. We expect to be saved eternally, but not all who want to go to heaven will go. And added to this, there are many who know not the truth, and they will miss heaven also. And regarding those who want to go to heaven but have not obeyed the gospel, or regarding those who have never heard of the way of salvation, people sometimes are heard to say, well, maybe God will provide a way for them to be saved anyway. Well, friend, there is no other way than Christ, Acts 4:12 and John 14:6. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1 and verse 16. This is the reason it is urgent that the gospel be spread throughout the world. Now let me illustrate it this way. There are many wonder medicines in existence that can cure diseases that would otherwise prove fatal. If those who are sick do not know of the medicine, or if they refuse to take the medicine, they cannot expect to receive the benefits from it anyway. And so it is with the gospel of Christ, prescribed by the great physician to heal our souls from sin. People may be lost because they believe the wrong things. For instance, Jesus said in John 8:24, "Except ye believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." Friend, one may be honest, he may be sincere in what he believes, but he may not believe in what he needs to believe in order to be saved. If one is taught wrong, he will believe what is wrong. It matters what a person believes. Because what we believe is important, we urge us all to search the Scriptures daily and learn what the will of God is. This is why we're to study the Word of God, 2 Timothy 2:15. Many may be lost because they are doing the wrong things. Revelation 20 and verse 8 condemns a variety of sins, as other passages do, and concludes how those who are guilty of such things shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. It matters what you do. When people are sinning, they cannot expect salvation. Following the ways and the doctrines of men rather than the more excellent way that God has designed and delivered will cause one to be excluded from the glories of heaven. Cain sacrificed in error. Nadab and Abihu worshipped God, but not according to God's way, not the way He authorized. Ananias and Sapphira did not follow God's plan. When we do those things that are wrong, we have no promise of heaven, but only the stern and awesome warning of hell. People must learn not to go beyond what the doctrine of Christ teaches, 2 John 9-11. Paul wrote, "Learn not to go beyond the things that are written," 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 6. Galatians 5:19-21 warns against doing certain things, and he says that those that do them shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Yes, people can be lost eternally because they fail to believe and fail to do the right things. Believing wrong? Doing wrong? My dear listener, that will seal our doom. Salvation is more than simply refraining from the evil. It also involves believing and doing what is right. In other words, we can, as it were, back into hell by doing nothing, being passive when we ought to be active, being idle when we ought to be busy working. And this doctrine of salvation by faith only is false to the core. There's not a living human being that can take the Bible and show that to be true. Why people who claim to be teachers of God will teach salvation by faith only is absolutely intellectually unacceptable. It's not even honest in the light of the truth of God. Now there is that which must be done in order to be saved. And we would remind you of the teaching in Matthew 25 in the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 of whom who made adequate preparation, and 5 who did not do so when they ought to have done so. We would read further and note the judgment scene and those who were received and those who were rejected. The virgins, as well as those who later were received in the chapter, were not accused of doing evil. There was no charge of sin on their part of committing things that were wrong. They were excluded because of their failure to do what they ought to have done. Jesus teaches there is a right that is to be done, as well as a wrong that is not to be done. James 4 and verse 17 says, "To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." And earlier in that book he said, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding your own selves." As Jesus concluded the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7, he gives great emphasis to not only hearing the will of the Lord, but also doing it. Those that hear and refuse to do are branded as foolish as the man that builds his house on sand. It is those who hear and do that are like the man who built his house on a rock, and it was able to stand against the elements. Our lesson is that there are those things that we must believe and that we must do in order to get to heaven. And we realize that even when we do what we're commanded to do, we're not earning salvation. To merit a home in heaven is beyond our ability. Only through forgiveness of our sins by the blood of Christ can we enter therein. The merit of man's salvation is Christ, not man. Nonetheless, there are conditions we must meet or we shall remain lost. Salvation is a gift, but a gift that is given on certain terms. The message that the world must hear and know is what one must do to be saved. And having learned of the grace and the mercy and the love of God, the demonstration of his graciousness and his merciful kindness by the sending of his only begotten Son to live and to die and to be raised again, taking note that we are saved by the blood of Christ, we believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith it is impossible to be pleasing unto him." Saved by faith is a paramount theme of the New Testament. My dear listening friend, unless we place our trust and our confidence and our faith in Christ, we have closed the only door that God has provided through whom we can be saved. Jesus said, "He that believeth not shall be damned," Mark 16:16. We are also to submit our will to him. Turn from the wickedness in our heart and behavior. Turn to the Lord in repentance. Jesus taught, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish," Luke 13:3-5. Paul said that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, Acts 17:30. Repentance is a change of heart that's provoked by godly sorrow and the righteousness of God, that results in a change of direction and a change of manner of living. Repentance is not merely being sorry. Nor is the reformation of the pattern of life to be confused with repentance. Reformation is the result of repentance. When one has genuinely repented, he's changed his mind about sin, he's changed his mind about Christ, he's changed his mind about the truth, and he will then do whatever the Lord directs him to do to be saved. And we are taught that one must confess his faith in Christ with the mouth. Luke 12:8-9, Romans 10:9-10. And like the Ethiopian in Acts chapter 8, we ought never to be ashamed to acknowledge, "I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God," Acts 8:37. But also one must be baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. That's what Peter told the people on Pentecost to do. And when one is baptized, he's baptized into Christ, Galatians 3:27. And those who are in Christ are the ones who are new creatures, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And Christ has made baptism a condition of salvation. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," Mark 16:16. Ananias told Saul of Tarsus, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized." And he told him why. "And wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord," Acts 22:16. In Matthew, the 22nd chapter, Jesus told the parable of a king who had prepared a great feast and invited many. Some rejected the invitation, some attended. There came one who was not properly prepared. He was not wearing the wedding garment. He had not made adequate preparation. His wrong was that he failed to do what was right. and he was cast out into the darkness where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. Friend, the lesson is too plain for us to miss it. Just wanting to be saved is not enough. Just doing some things is not sufficient. We must believe and do what the Lord of all has instructed. The question before us is simply this. When we stand before God in judgment, will we have our garment of obedience to His commands, or will we, like the unprepared man, be cast away because we failed to believe and do what God has taught is necessary? Better we answer that question now, in this life, while there's time and opportunity to get right, than to wait until we face God and hear our doom because we neglected such an important matter. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.